This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. You guys, it's Friday. Happy Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday. It's going to be another beautiful day. God, it was gorgeous yesterday. Hot, but not too hot. Like just right. Mm-hmm. Except in Benicia, where it was way too hot, and we need AC.
Yeah, it was pretty hot, warm yesterday. So,
what'd you get up to, do you know? Did you check?
92.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's easily
10 degrees
too hot.
Did you get that cow trough yet, or that ain't happening?
Oh, yeah. What's happened with that?
It was on pause. Like, since my parents went camping, it was on pause, but I'm still very serious about it. But what my dad actually wants to do, because we have a hill in our backyard, so my dad actually wants to make a water slide going down.
Water slides. Yeah.
Okay,
awesome.
Listen, you guys, maybe we just need to get a pool. I mean, honestly, if he's going to be building water slides into the hill, like maybe you just save up till next summer and get a pool going.
What's wrong with the water slide? It's a great idea.
It's great, but you know, into a trough is so.
Well, we're going to put like a pond, maybe? I don't know.
Okay, so now it's becoming a pond. This thing went from like a, you know, one of those sprinklers you set in the middle of the lawn to like a trough to like a, it's a
kiddie
pond.
Pool to a trough, then a water slide in a pond.
Yeah, I'm thinking we need a pool and AC. Boy, you're about to have a little resort over there, aren't you?
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. You'll never leave home. Your parents will be thrilled.
Yeah. Well, when my little sister moved out, they're like, okay, it's too quiet. And then when I lived in LA for a year, they said the same thing. They're like, it's too quiet here.
Yeah, so, they were actually, you know.
I don't know. Maybe they were just
trying to make you feel better.
Yeah.
We don't miss you. I mean, we do miss you. I mean, it's really quiet here.
Yeah.
No, I'm just glad you're off doing your thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This is
the
show where Sarah tells Nicole's parents how to spend their money.
Yeah.
AC and then the...
Yeah. No, I'm figuring it out for them.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
Yeah. Well, I'm their age, right? Aren't I old enough to be your mom? Is your mom like 1 year older than me?
She's going to be 60 in July.
Oh, she's 5 years older than me. That's fantastic. See, I'm so young.
Big year for her.
Yeah, 60 is a big year. Are you guys going to... You doing a blowout or is it the pandemic?
COVID and everything going on with her. So
when's your birthday?
And it's July 21st.
Oh yeah, so that's not so
or 22nd.
You know,
one of those days.
That's a bummer. People are getting robbed of like things that they, you know, that could have been really good times, and now they're on Zoom.
Yeah,
you know, it's like this show, we're on Zoom, yay,
but she'll get a water slide.
Yeah, oh my god, you know what, do it.
Yeah.
Here's what you do, just get a slip and slide. Put it up the hill. Right.
No, sorry, that's not nearly good enough, Sarah. We want real slide. And you know what?
Oh,
those things can be dangerous. So, you know, the slip and slide thing is all fun and games till someone hits the fountain.
Right. Till someone breaks a hip.
Right.
Come on now. All right, let's see. Oh, how adorable. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by My Haircut.
Oh.
Thank you, Nicole. If you don't believe I actually cut off all my hair, check out my Instagram page at Clarky Clark.
All right.
I put only a crummy picture up there. I'll put a good picture up at some point here this morning. I took a couple cute shots last night because I liked them.
I thought you looked great.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to, you know, show you I didn't ruin everything.
You're trying to show me that you haven't thrown in the towel completely?
Oh, no, I have thrown in the towel completely, but I'm still adorable, so.
Right.
You know, I just am done.
Vinny's hand is up.
Oh, Vinny, yes, your hand is up.
By the way, so I just want to quickly, I don't know how many other parents went, what? We were just talking with Vaughn, who is a part of our show and continues to be a part of our show, despite the fact that we're all working from home and there's really no way to film us, which is normally his job, right? But right. As he was on, he was talking about the cancellation of Aunt Jemima and even sort of joked like he's going to miss her.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, these the collateral damage where you know, Paw Patrol's gone. And I went, Paw Patrol's gone? What the heck happened to Paw Patrol in all of this? I had no idea.
So I didn't even know what Paw Patrol is.
Paw Patrol is a cartoon.
It's a big deal,
little
sir.
Kids watch.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that it's one of our favorites, but I definitely know it and was shocked to hear that somehow it's been caught up in any of this.
How is it caught up? Tell me.
It looks, I don't think it is. I think maybe Vaughn was actually joking.
Well, maybe he was like, it's like a reference to Cops being gone.
It is a reference to, so there were, the show Cops was canceled, and then something called Live PD was canceled.
Yeah.
And I think it started online that people were like, well, you got to get rid of Paw Patrol too, which is just puppies dressed like
cops.
Heroes.
Yeah. Oh.
Police, fire, other rescue types.
God, and they go around, you know, so cute.
They solve, you know, they save people. It's Paw Patrol. Mm. They're puppies that save things. And I was like, I can't imagine what could possibly be racist. And it's not. It's just that it was the police thing. And it looks like Paw Patrol has been renewed. And there may even be a movie coming. So Paw Patrol is not.
So I just ran to the bathroom to grab something from the bathtub because we're all about Paw Patrol here.
You are. Oh my God, finger puppets.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'm telling you, when he said that, I know a lot of parents went, what?
You know, Brandon, I can't see you at all because you're
hold on. Let me take my stupid background. I know.
Get rid of that stupid background.
All right. Give me
a
second.
We all gave it up. We had our fun with it, and then we were done with it.
You know what? I wanted to keep Nicole up permanently, but it really does have that wavy.
Yeah. It's just, it's distracting.
You see these guys?
I do see them.
Yep, that's them.
Are they, are they woodchucks? Fingers. What are they?
They're puppies. They're Paw Patrol.
Those are, they look like
No, they're little rodents. Dogs. Oh, you got them like, all.
Oh, boy.
Look at you go.
They look like the Power Rangers. You know, there's a pink, orange, blue, yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're dogs. So
anyway,
those are,
they're not dogs. Canceled, apparently.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, right. Vaughn had his info wrong. He got Paw Patrol mixed up with Cops.
I'm sure he was joking.
Of course.
I think he was joking.
He had to be. That's kind of funny, though, you know? He's like, I'm going to miss Aunt Jemima. It's like, oh, that's funny. All right, let's talk about coronavirus, shall we? This is not good news, you guys.
Why?
I'm going to tell you some bad stuff.
All right.
The coronavirus that got the Broadway guy, Nick Cordero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has lost 65 pounds. Because he's in a, you know, medically induced coma.
Right.
She's saying he's so weak, he can't move. His muscles are, his wife, Amanda Klutz, she's saying he can't move. His muscles are atrophying. I don't know which one is right. She's telling fans, I guess, on Instagram, he's still so weak. He's so weak he can't move. He's lost 65 pounds. He's 41 years old. He's been hospitalized since April at Cedars-Sinai. His leg was amputated due to complications from the virus. And I guess he has come out of the medically induced coma. He's also suffering with a lung infection. She said it's a long, long road ahead. When asked if she was given a possible discharge date, she said it could be months from now, and that's best case scenario. So their life has been completely turned upside down. I mean, she hasn't said how he's reacted. If he's out of the coma, I would think one of the first things he would find out is that he lost a leg. I mean, these
who
people
knows
just
if
have...
he's able to have conversations just because he's out of the coma doesn't mean he's coherent.
No.
I'll tell you something. I there's a couple things I'd say. First of all, I want to be careful because this is someone's family. It's very sad. It's super...
Yep.
There's a family experiencing... very the worst of times possible, I guess. That said, man, humans can come back from crazy crap. I mean, I know that we all have had, you know, minor things where you feel like, oh, no, I finally did it. I'm ruined. And it's actually a minor thing that you did. You know, you broke a leg or whatever, which is minor by comparison to what he's going through. But I had a buddy who was hit by a car and we thought he'd never, ever be okay. And he's fully functioning with three kids and you just can't believe. And he was in a coma for months. And Jesus. And that they come with what that comes with is all kinds of things that she's talking about there, whether it's the muscle atrophy and the and there's also stuff that happens when they come out of that. In his case, he had a brain injury. So some of the things that he was doing were just like, oh, my God, that's, I guess, normal.
Well, he became difficult for you to live with. Correct.
Well, that was another thing later that this is what I'm saying. We didn't even think he'd ever get to that point. He was in hospital for months and months and months. So, yeah, I do think that on one hand, I would say for me, I would have already said, you pulled the plug on me. Like, that's me. My family knows to pull the plug. Mm-hmm. But in his case, he could come back. I believe
Well, he's not going to, you know, he's not going to have a leg. And he is a Broadway dancer, so that's, you know, you're not coming back from that. But, you know, he may find another way. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes people are like, nope, that's it, I'm done. Other times people, I'm sure they go through, there's a grief period and an anger period, and then they find a way to go on and do good in the world. So maybe that's him.
He has little kids, doesn't he?
He just had a baby. I think they have one little kid together.
If there's any reason for this guy to come back, it's that. Right. And he may never dance again, but he'll get to see his kid go to kindergarten and his kid, you know, learn how to ride a bike. And those are all absolutely valid reasons to be alive.
Absolutely.
The article says that he can't talk because of the ventilator, but he can't move because he's so weak. But he can say yes or no with his eyes.
Like a blinking. And mm-hmm. So maybe they haven't told him yet about his leg.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they don't need to freak him out.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't know what to say. Yeah. It's rough. It's really rough.
Mm. All right, next up. Do I have time? Oh, I do. Yeah, ooh, I have a couple minutes. Look at us with actual time. You know, the other day ago, I was telling you Bold and the Beautiful, it was going to be they were the first production back in a regular schedule, and they had all these things in place for how they were going to handle it, and it was all going to be fine, and your afternoon stories were going to be back on. Well, they've paused. Production on The Bold and the Beautiful has been paused after just one day on the set. The show returned to production in Television City Studios, but it was almost immediately halted to better accommodate the large volume of testing needed. We've paused very briefly to modify our testing protocol to better accommodate the large volume of testing needed. So they must have tried to get everyone tested and went, oh, my God. It looks like Tuesday, June 23rd will be their next attempt to do this. When they do, they're saying here in this headline, The Bold and the Beautiful will be using blow-up dolls for sex scenes. But it sounds like what they have is a real doll. You know those ones that are...
Yeah.
They're not blow-up dolls.
They're worth thousands of dollars, but they're...
They're heavy, they have silicone skin or whatever. They have a female blow-up doll. So they're talking about between that chick, the fake chick, and people's actual spouses and significant others working as body doubles, they think they're going to be able to have love scenes. So you may actually see some dude going at a fake doll.
Or his wife.
One of those.
I just don't.
They say they're being quirky and imaginative to try to adhere to state, county, and industry protocols regarding COVID-19. They say here that as they're back in production, they're not. It's not. They got shut right down. And then this Tuesday, they started talking about how they've got, I guess they used this doll a couple years ago as a corpse on the show.
Oh, nice.
So she, yeah, right. So she was just hanging around backstage and getting dusty. And they said, we posed it and it was very convincing. It's a great doll. We'll be using her with hair and makeup as a stand-in to match some of our leading ladies.
Giggity, giggity.
There's only one doll, and obviously it's a girl for now. We're going to see how it works. We may be investing in more dolls and male dolls. We're searching websites and combing Hollywood to see what's available. We may be employing a lot of dolls in future love scenes. So what the hell? Yeah,
well,
that's fine.
I would say to that, all the whining I've done about missing sports, someone out there is missing Bold and the Beautiful, and I guess that their efforts are welcome by some of their fans, right?
Yeah, it definitely.
To me, yeah. This sounds about as dumb as could be, but okay.
It makes me actually want to watch it to see if I can pick out the doll. Like, is that the doll? Is that a chicken wig? What's happening here? Way to drum up enthusiasm for your new show, for your show coming back. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
So much fun stuff. Hang through these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.